The Traveler's Journal, July 20th. Watching slideshows in cyberspace. One of the wonderful applications of the Internet is that it gives ordinary individuals the opportunity for personal expression on a global scale. A glowing number of cyber-savvy travelers are using the web to tell friends, family, and the whole wide world about their journeys. Though some of these sites are for-profit, most are mounted and maintained by amateur webmasters for their own edification. With no professional writing, photography, or advertising, they exist solely as vehicles for someone to share their travels, photos, insights, and advice with anyone who cares to pay a visit. Some presentations are highly imaginative, with great graphics and interesting points of view. For example, Spud's Travels tells the incredible adventures of a plastic potato head as he's carted to offbeat destinations by his best friend, Tim Chapman. Others are more down to earth. Though good writing and accurate details may be lacking, many sites do provide points of view not found in mainstream travel writing. Ordinary globetrotters may also feel a connection with these unpaid voyagers who have no incentive to be anything but honest about a destination. While it's never wise to regard any of these sites, even the most professionally monitored, as an absolute guide to a place, they're often quirky, deeply personal travelogues where one can find a laugh, a few good tips, and occasionally a valuable insight. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.